Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to go right into this word that was originally spoken in 1994.
Correct.
About Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
And that's where Escambia County, that's where the VFN-TV studios are at. That's where so much has happened. And this word has come up again, and kind of give a foundation how it came up again. So and it's from Bob Jones.
It's from Bob Jones. Originally, the Lord brought this word to me as I was just spending some time looking for some information and just nothing related to this. And God brought this word to me about a word that God had shared with Bob Jones and Rick Joyner regarding the Gulf Coast. And I thought, wow, that was pretty awesome, and just kind of let that sit. And just recently, this was some months ago, and just recently during the One Thing Conference, a good buddy of mine, Ryan Wilson, we got together and we're fellowshipping and going after God and had a really wonderful time and just stirred in our spirits about what God's getting ready to do in the nation and what mm-hmm. God's getting ready to do on the Gulf Coast, and in particular in Pensacola. And as we were talking, he says, you know, Paul Keith Davis shared this word not too long ago, about maybe 6 months ago, at the Pensacola House of Prayer regarding this prophetic word that was given to Bob Jones about this great outpouring and what God's getting ready to do. I said, oh my goodness, you know, it's kind of a convergence. And I said, well, I got to hear this word. I got to know, you know, is it recorded? It's, you know.
And Pensacola House of Prayer is Joe Miller and Arnie McCall had a desire to have just a house of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been faithful since they came mm-hmm. from Tulsa.
Wow.
As they come into the region to be able to work on that vision, and it's been going. So that's just a little foundation there.
Yeah. So, which, you know, got together in fellowship, and it was wonderful, and we just stirred for the city, but God wouldn't let
this
word.
He's a graduate from Brownsville Revival School of Ministry, which birthed out of the revival.
Yes, okay. Yes. Soul winner, loves God, just awesome man of God. And God reconnected us again, which was really beautiful. And so the word was just still in my heart, and I said, I gotta find this word. I gotta see what God shared with Bob Jones, and we want to share it with you because really believe it's a now word.
Because it's a word that has yet come to pass, and our God is a God who redeems. I mean, mm-hmm. He doesn't speak something and it doesn't happen. We may mess it up, and then He'll lose the next generation, or He'll fix us down the road, and it comes to pass again. But what He says comes. He's not a man that He would lie. But the mm-hmm. Son of Man, that He would change His mind. He doesn't speak and not act or promise and not fulfill. I mean, with first coming out of Egypt, he wanted them to come into the promised land, that generation, but they couldn't do it. So the next generation, the Joshua generation, went in. Everything happened just like God said it was going to mm-hmm. happen. It just happened to be different folks that did it.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So the timing of this word, in fact, I mean, I've heard Paul Keith Davis say that he feels that the fulfillment of this word is soon. It's like now it's upon us.
Right.
And so that's why there was a reposting of this word and even sharing it and even declaring it
again.
We're
talking about this 2014, just so you know.
Yes.
This is not some old broadcast. This is now.
And he was declaring it and releasing that word again over the region when Paul Keith Davis came over here in Pensacola.
And where we've labored for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
read it. Start reading this word.
It's called Lighthouse Vision. This is found on we will make this related for you on the Torch, but this was reposted. The source is Bob Jones Ministry. But I'm just going to read it for you. August 1st, 1994, the Lighthouse Vision.
It's interesting that it's Lighthouse because one of the things that we had done is that when everybody came from all around the world to experience what God was doing in the outpouring of the Brownsville Revival, thousands would stand in line for all day long, and we would actually give them umbrellas, sunscreen, food, chairs, ice, drinks,
everything,
all this stuff. And we met the Church of the World.
Mm-hmm.
We met the whole Church of the World. It was amazing.
At the Lighthouse.
At the Lighthouse. And then a prophetic word that was spoken over, somebody says, I think this is supposed to be called the Lighthouse.
Mm.
And so we put that big sticker, the Lighthouse sticker on there. And it's just kind of, you know, just hearing this. All these things mean a lot to us. We were kind of in the fabric of watching what God's doing.
Yeah. Well, here it is. In the vision, I was told that Pastor Cho from South Korea gave a prophecy for Pensacola, Florida. And the prophecy is true and will shortly come to pass, releasing a new move of the Spirit. The Lord said that he is going to transfer Prayer Mountain to Pensacola, Florida, and a powerful move of God is going to be birthed from it.
This is important because prayer is part of it. That's what Young E. Cho is known for, who gave the original word about what God was going to do on the Gulf Coast, is Prayer Mountain in South Korea.
Which is 1 million believers, I believe, go to Prayer Mountain.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And since then, you know, IHOP Kansas City, you know, has been birthed. And we've been walking it out, maturing in that. That's what Arnie and Joe are trying to do in Pensacola, at Pensacola House of Prayer, and been doing, you know, faithfully. And, Yolanda, who was just watching, I don't know if you're listening today or watching us on Christian Television Network, but she's 75 years old. And, she was in the time of Germany where, the mayor ordered her and her family to go to the concentration camp. She's 75. And, Yolanda Dupree. And, the mayor immediately got throat cancer and died, which gave them time to get to America based on what she's telling me. And a long story short, she was actually at the Brownsville Revival just as an intercessor and praying during that time. But she also went to Brother Kilpatrick, John Kilpatrick's church in Alabama, Church of His Presence, for 3 years, but God had called her back. Well, she was coming back, and this in this area between Mobile, Daphne, and Pensacola is a very specific, prophetically spoken of area for what God's doing in the nation. So they stopped off at a restaurant to get something to eat. And if you know how intercession works, all of a sudden God will just hit you. That happened to us when we were fixing to go to Israel. We were in Canada and we're about to take off. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. I was like, oh no, this is not good. We're on a plane. we're just now taking off. I think you were mesmerized by the roll they served you. But anyway, the guy was moving. Remember that? It's a roll. Those were the days, right?
It was a hockey puck.
It was a hockey puck. and what she said was, I mean, God just intercession came over, and she says she's an intercessor. But understand, she is a German Jewish. She's Jewish, believer.
Fire Mountain, right?
Yeah. Well, she's German Jewish believer, and have been an intercession, and. Here she's coming back. They stop at this restaurant. The restaurant's called Fire Mountain. And then God begins to immediately speak to her and says, I'm going to establish. Now, she doesn't know what we know. I'm going to establish in this area Fire Mountain.
Wow.
The mountain of God. And so, which is confirming, you know, what you're saying right here. I know we want to just break it down because we want to have this word, you know, inside of us and say, you know what? We're not going to let it go to the next generation. We're going to grab a hold of this and humble ourselves. Say, God, you know, let it be. So that just happened. She just called. You know, she was watching this on Christian Television Network, and she called us up, and she began to share this testimony. And then she just, I mean, there's a lot of things. I'm going to be having hopefully an interview with her soon, and just be able to share a lot of things that have happened. But it's pretty powerful things. And so that just kind of confirms again that, and we've all been working on growing and maturing in how do you pray 24 hours a day? How do you pray? Mm-hmm. I mean, and we've been growing in that. It's taken us 5 years to get one day down. And we're still working on that. And, but praise God.
Praise God.
For that day. And God's just been answering left and right. Okay.
She says, I am not aware of it in the natural, but I was told in the vision that he, Cho, received this revelation and brought the prophecy in a number of places. I was told that this outpouring will produce repentance leading to true godly righteousness, producing power evangelism. The Lord said he wants to restore the lighthouse in the Pensacola area, bringing a sanctifying light to the leaderships. It's actually an invitation or opportunity for Pensacola region to restore this lighthouse and produce a great light that will bring let me repeat that again. An invitation or opportunity for Pensacola region to restore this lighthouse and produce a great light that will begin a move of God that will eventually cover this entire nation.
Listen, we have so much. We're going to talk to you about the Pensacola City being the womb of the nation and so much more in our next program. We're coming to the end of today's program. Understand it's four programs back to back. The big question I want to ask on our next program is, does that mean we have to serve concessions to the church. We fed the church naturally, fed them spiritually, but now it's time to be the church like never before. It's amazing when you talk about that. It's time for the lighthouse to be restored. Like, no, really? No, is it really?
Oh, no.
But it's amazing what God is doing. This is very exciting. You were listening to a word by Bob Jones that Paul Keith Davis was bringing back and said it has yet to be established, and it's about to be established. But we're going to continue what we started in our last program, talking about this word that's been loosed over the Gulf Coast region, you know, where VFN-TV studios are located at, and God has spoken some very specific things, and we're kind of speaking about those as we go along. And John is reading the word from Bob Jones that was recently reiterated again, saying it hadn't yet happened, but it's about to happen. So this is not an old broadcast you're listening to. God is a God who redeems. So in addition to talking about this word, if we get a chance in this program, we're also going to be listening to segment from the One Thing Conference from Francis Chan when he delivered this word. I think it was a word for the whole church in America, strengthen what remains. Mm. You know, strengthen what remains. What's the beginning of the word?
You have a reputation.
You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. And I'll look at personal. It's God saying, hey, wake up, come alive. Right. You know, we were dead in our sins, but God brought us back. And it's an encouraging word, because if we do that, then all of a sudden this will be a part of what God is going to be doing. But we're just going to go right into kind of bring us back to where we were, because our last program we were talking about it, and we were at a certain point in the word. If you could do that.
You know, this word was given to Bob Jones. It was a vision he received back in 1994. And in the vision, it was shared with him of Dr. Cho's vision, a prophecy regarding the move of God that was coming, particularly to Pensacola, how God was going to reestablish or establish Prayer Mountain in the Pensacola region, which we talked about was, you know, Prayer Mountain is a 24-hour prayer, the longest, my understanding, the longest.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nonstop.
Nonstop. Over a million believers go to there to pray.
Mm-hmm. Which is a history of how God births things, by the way. Right. You go back and study the Moravians and all, it's just, people... Just a certain amount of people says, I will pray.
Mm-hmm.
I will pray. And out of 100 people, right, with the Moravians.
100 years.
100 years, I meant. It was, it's probably smaller. I don't know. 100 years, 100 people? Something.
It could have been 100 people, but definitely 100 years
Germans
of prayer.
That prayed, and you're looking at the First Great Awakening was birthed out of that in America, plus many other things.
John Wesley
and all that. And it's amazing. Maybe Prayer Mountain in South Korea birthed the There's no mountain there in Kansas City. Is there a mountain? There's a bump there somewhere. It's flatlands.
We went there. It's also
flatlands. And, but, you know, IHOP is birthing, you know, encouraging others as well. And PHOP, Pensacola House of Prayer, which we had mentioned in our previous program there as well.
Well, we're going to continue. And this is one of the things where we left off. If you just missed it, watch the previous program to find the context.
So this is a prophetic word they're saying that's about, called Paul Keith Davis. Is saying from Daphne, Alabama, a prophetic man, that saying that this is about to come to pass.
Right.
Okay.
And he's reiterated and loosed it in the Gulf Coast. The word is, the Lord said he wants to restore the lighthouse in the Pensacola area, bringing a sanctifying light in the leaderships. It is actually an invitation or opportunity for the Pensacola region to restore this lighthouse and produce a great light that will begin a move of God that will eventually cover this entire nation. I actually saw the lighthouse. It was a very old lighthouse that had been there a long time. In times past, it had been a good lighthouse providing adequate light to prevent shipwrecks. However, vandals had entered the lighthouse and vandalized the entire lighthouse, destroying the lights and causing great damage to the lighthouse. Though it had kept ships from shipwrecking previously, now shipwrecks were happening all over the area. These shipwrecks were ships of state, of churches. Or in other words, they were leaderships of churches. Leaderships of churches. One after another of the church leaderships was being destroyed on the shore because they had no major light. These vandals had entered and extinguished the lights and written all kinds of propaganda on the walls that were not from the Lord. They had written a variety of man-made slogans and slangs and slurs.
And we've seen that. We've experienced. We've seen these things taking place. And one of the things that God has shown us, we're talking about battleships and ships and all this. He's shown us the first day of broadcast. We were asked to be a trumpet in the Gulf Coast region by WHBR, Christian Television Network. And the first day that we go on television, that night, God speaks and shows a vision. And the vision is that we were on patrol on a battleship going up and down the coast and protecting the coast. And it's amazing. And so much more being, you know, the harvest and all, but it kind of just lines up with what's going on. It's time to actually do spiritual battle. It's time to do things right. God's establishing himself in the region to birth, you know, and it's interesting. You say, well, why Pensacola? Hey, been there, asked that, you know, you asked the question, and anybody that's ever came to Pensacola, especially if you've been somewhere else, you ask that question.
Oh, yes.
And God says, it's not true, you know, it's what he's doing. That's but right. This is what
it was his idea.
Yeah, this is what, you know, I talked about you know, the intercessor, you know, Yolanda Dupree, when she was talking about what God showed her, is that Pensacola is a womb, the womb of the nation. Mm. And you're gonna be reading about that in a moment. The womb of the nation. So things are birthed here. I remember some other words that came out during the Brownsville revival about the Bay of the Holy Spirit and things that are happening here, but the first, it's a city of firsts. And so when I was in the city of Pensacola recently, and when I was going down to their main area down there, there's this statue they have in front of it, but they have a sign right in front of this. And the sign said this: the first settlement of America. Mm. Pensacola is the first settlement. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. As a matter of fact, you might be able to throw it up while we're talking right here. But go ahead. There's a reason God's doing something in the context of this region. And it's not, don't think of it as like, oh, that's what they're going to have, whoever lives in that area. It's like, no, this is how he's going to touch the nation.
Yeah.
He's touched the world from here.
Yeah.
Now he's going to touch the nation from here.
That's right. Well, the Lord is saying, I'll give this lighthouse to any sincere person who will come and begin to clean it up and put light back in the lighthouse again. This light must be the light of the law and the lawgiver, Isaiah 33:22. This light must be the inspired light of God, and the Lord is saying he will give the inspiration through man to provide the light. If man will again begin to bring his inspired word, it will furnish the light to those leaderships. These ships have the goods. All they need now is the light of God's inspired word to prevent shipwrecks.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Because what he was showing was this battleship and the protection. Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Lord said he will provide the light to keep them from sinking. Then we can go back and salvage what has been lost at sea. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Isaiah 33:22. And again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Make this area the guardian of the Gulf once again. The guardian of the Gulf is so cool. Mm. As in the past, only recently have I understood what the Vandals are. They are Christian zealots that are not going by the light of God, Romans 10:2-3.
See, we've experienced a little bit. It's like, is this, Jacob, I'm your brother. Is there a reason why there's a noose around my neck right now?
Exactly.
Is this the same Bible we're reading from?
The light is the inspired word of God, and these lawless vandals are destroying the light and are writing their own meaning and interpretations, bringing great darkness to the churches. What we need is the brightness of God's light to return to the lighthouse, the inspired word of the living God. The lighthouse is the glory. The law of light will bring the tree of life, which is the glory of God. This glory will reveal straight and narrow way again. A group of ministers anointed with revelation gifts imparting hope to this area. The day after this vision, the Lord showed another vision of an old temple that had been there a long time with very old stones. I was taken to the top of this old temple and led to the edge of the roofline. I had to be very cautious and watch carefully where I placed my feet, so much so much so that I didn't want to see the vision as much as I wanted to carefully watch where I had placed my feet. It was Bobby that gave me the interpretation of this portion of the vision, because this is Paul Keith Davis talking here. The scriptures tell us that when you come into the temple of the Lord, you're very careful where you put your feet. While on top of the temple, the Lord showed me cabinets. And I asked the Lord, "Why do you have cabinets up here, Lord?" He said, "Open them." I saw that they were totally empty. When I looked into the cabinets, the Lord said, "I'm putting my leadership in this cabinet." When I asked the Lord why he was placing leadership in this cabinet, he stated that he was going to place 700 of his ministers in this cabinet, each with different type of giftings. For instance, if someone needed healing, at least one person would possess the gift of healing. If another needed a miracle, then another would be gifted with miracles. Therefore, these ministers became the cabinet of the Lord, and whatever the people needed could be found in this cabinet. The 700 ministers became the supplies in the cabinet of the Lord. There will be a place of preparation in this area for the purpose of equipping these 700 to provide the Lord's supply.
This is amazing, because when you think about, you know, the president has a cabinet, and each of these do these different responsibilities versus job. You're looking at unity mm-hmm. and the church working together. And we've seen this before.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen what Brother Ken Summerall, a spiritual father of mine that is now with the Lord receiving his reward, when he was there watching what was going on at that time, when we sat around a table, there were 70 plus leaders from political arena, the business arena, the church. He said, "I've never seen such unity," all the way to the governor. "I've never seen such unity ever in my 70 plus years of ministry." And what happened was, just like he said, that, you know, religious folks came in and attacked it. And it was amazing. It's like, man, it's happening already. We got revivals being poured out in the presence of God. We're responding to the fatherless. The unity's happening already in here. In the name of religion, you know, these oracles came in that were not of God and came in and just hit it and just busted it up. But right in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we saw that. So this unity is possible, and it's so beautiful. And we even see that when we're watching the businesses and the sponsors that stand with VFN Radio and VFN TV. Because you see them, they're saying, "Listen, I want my shingle hanging behind that I stand for God and country, and I stand for, in that order, and I stand for Israel," because we've seen this happen before. We've seen this happen. And God's saying, "Listen, I'm going to redeem this."
Yeah.
"I'm going to redeem this."
Yeah.
I mean, even to the point where the power of God, when words were delivered in such a timely manner, that one time when this 70 plus leaders were meeting, right in the middle of that, there was a governmental meeting taking place, and God wanted, at the same time that meeting was taking place, of the what you're talking about, what they're talking about, this other governmental meeting was taking place. And so I had to leave while that meeting was going on and go to these government officials, and I had to prophesy to them.
Mm.
And I prophesied to them about Malachi 4, 5, and 6, and I told them very specifically, and you can hear more about it, hopefully there's a related topic to it, but four of them rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
They outright just rejected it over time at that point and all this type of stuff. And one of them said, they took us into this office and said, "This is good," and took like a $20 bill unrequested and gave money towards this, what was going on. And the four that rejected what God, this is the power of God that you're talking about. And we've seen this. And guess what? It's coming back.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And within maybe 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months, all four of those county commissioners were removed by the governor.
Mm.
One of them ended up dead.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
One or two. I mean, these are men you just, it was, but I don't think, they just said no. They just said no. They didn't understand that this is God. This is God's. And God replaced all four of those. And again, this happened several times, but that happened during this time. And that's the movement, when all of a sudden you're seeing men and women, God, and they're speaking and God's backing it up and he's fulfilling it. The fear of God drops, and all of a sudden he's honored, and a glory zone gets set up in a place. And that's what we're believing, that God's going to have a glory zone in the Gulf Coast, that the whole nation's going to be able to come and dip their trough from and carry that back. And the same thing happened in their cities and their nations.
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome. Yes. Yeah.
That's powerful. Well, we're going to go to break and come right back. We're reading this word from Bob Jones, reiterated in the spirit from Paul Keith Davis. And he's saying that in this year, which is not a rerun, this is a fresh broadcast, 2014, saying that it's about to take place.
I later received the interpretation of the cabinet.
He's reading a prophetic word from Bob Jones. We'll continue to read.
Written by Paul Keith Davis. Okay. Reintroduced from 1994. He continues, says, I later received the interpretation of the cabinet as that of government. For instance, our president has placed around him men of leadership, and they are called his cabinet. The Lord's cabinet is these 700 brothers and sisters coming together in agreement, drawn by the Holy Spirit. When this cabinet is formed and complete, they'll be able to meet the needs of the people, for they will be the cabinet of the Lord and will begin to do the work of the temple as during the days of Solomon. It was during those days that the glory returned to the temple. It was a fearful thing that the Lord was showing in the vision, for you could seemingly see forever, yet I was reluctant to look that far into the distance and instead concentrated on observing one step at a time. Nevertheless, God is assembling himself a cabinet to do his bidding. These 700 ministers were sufficient to minister to 250,000 people at one time. The Lord's Woodstock. I saw crowds so sizable that you couldn't even number them. It appeared that they were forming in an open field, but the Lord is also going to begin filling auditoriums and bring these 700 ministers together in unity without strife to begin doing the work of the Lord.
We have to say that God has shown us the stadiums. He has shown us the fields. He has shown us the harvest. And he has shown us the ships. And he's shown us these things. It's powerful. Go ahead.
The Lord gave Acts 13:22, Psalms 89:20, and Isaiah 44:28 as a support in Scripture. Men and women in unity who will perform the will of the Lord according to the desires of his heart. As the Scripture tells us, the foundation will be the apostles and prophets. And after he had removed them, he raised up David to be the king. Concerning him, he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do my will. Acts 13:22.
That's what he's looking for. Who will do my will? Not our ideas, not our schemes. Who will do his will? Dear God, here we are. Lord, we want to do your will. Not our will, but your will be done.
The Lord is preparing to build a temple for his sanctuary, and these brethren will be the temple of the Holy Spirit. In that place, a person must carefully watch their footing because there will be a high level of accountability. The Lord is saying that he wants to bring 700 people together that will not quarrel with one another, but simply agree enough to where his purposes can be established in righteousness.
And God just showed me that very specifically in that city.
Yeah.
He showed me that taking place. It was beautiful brothers, pastors, ministers coming together. And it was really, it's going
to
happen.
When you relate that to the segment,
yes.
It is what Bobby Connor is calling the coming rule of God. We can call it a temple or the kingdom of God, for he is the kingdom and he is the center of the temple. The Lord has been instructing me to go back and look at the bread that has been stored back in the 70s. As I checked that old bread or revelation, I discovered that this bread was as fresh today as it was the day it was placed upon the shelf. The Lord is saying that he has stored bread, hidden manna, and that he is about to release in this day, and that bread is as fresh today as when it was first put away. The book of Nehemiah will provide considerable insight for this revelation and for establishing of this sanctuary. Nehemiah was a deliverer and a central figure in the restoration of the temple. Unfortunately, many of today's leadership preach more from a desire for personal security than from the inspired word and leading of the Holy Spirit. This is actually a feminine quality and unsuitable for God's government. The coming leadership of apostles and prophets, both men and women alike, must possess inner strength and a total abandonment to the Lord. they will be moved only by the fear of the Lord, not the fear of man. He continues to say that when the Mayflower made its journey, we are told that there were no lifeboats. It's now time for men of God to take chance and discover if Jesus is real. Launch into this journey with the Lord without provision for return to the old ways. It is time for us to bet it all on Jesus. Men that gamble in this nature are called men of faith. Consequently, I see that August will begin a season of shaking among leadership. The temple that I saw is actually the lighthouse of God, the real lighthouse of God that illuminates the area and gives the inspired word of God by the mouth of the anointed priests.
Wow, this is so powerful. You can catch this whole word in its entirety. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. Let's believe it. Let's believe it for our generation, our season. Lord, we're putting all of our chips on you, God. Not our will, but your will be done. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.